Well, up next, there's a movement among the land-grant system to nationalize the University of Illinois program. I'll tell you about the benefits of Market Maker and how the online program can connect locally grown foods to consumers and retailers. Market Maker is the front end of a really big database. Now, University of Illinois researchers have tapped the U.S. Census. Market Maker uses that data and information voluntarily input by farmers and retailers to connect them to each other and potential customers using the web. And it works, says University of Illinois Extension Marketing and Business Development Specialist Darnight.
Well, you know, at first glance, Market Maker, you know, sometimes people see it as just a website, but we have a much greater vision for it. We really see it as taking advantage of the full capacity of the internet and technology and creating economic development tools and resources for food entrepreneurs, farmers, and just about everybody in the food chain.
Economic development for food entrepreneurs is job one for Market Maker, and the reason representatives from states all over the nation came to Chicago in November of 2006 to talk about nationalizing the program. They heard from people like Bill Kling. He's a local food lobbyist and a consultant for the Farm and Food Project for the Kellogg Foundation.
I'm very interested in Market Maker, actually. What we've been doing is looking at the issue of community food access as being paramount in the climate of the Farm Bill reauthorization, as well as just looking at food systems as an economic driver in our communities. So we're looking at how we can link the rural areas in our states with the urban areas and really pull together to look at food systems as an economic engine.
Kling and many others at the Chicago meeting think Market Maker as an economic development tool could be a worthwhile federally funded program, and that it might be included in the next round of the Farm Bill for far more than simple economic reasons, says the director of Cooperative Extension for Cornell University in New York City, Don Tobias.
You know, forget about the dollars and cents. That's just a crime. There are hungry people in this country whose health condition is being damaged because we have people who are growing good local food for them and can't find a way to get in that market and get to them. I think this is going to help address that. The national issues around childhood obesity, nutrition, this speaks to that. This isn't just about dollars and cents and about producers and distributors. This is about the health status of the public.
It's easy to understand how bringing in locally grown fresh fruits and vegetables are good for the American diet. The better the diet, the healthier the person. It's less obvious how a web-based program like Market Maker that can put local farmers in direct contact with local retailers or even consumers can provide food security and, for that matter, economic development. On the profit front, because the food chain is dominated by a few large businesses, a program like Market Maker allows small and medium-sized retailers, grocers for instance, to source locally grown produce. It is advantageous to both the farmer and the retailer, says University of Illinois' Darnipe.
So, we think that this affords opportunity to more than just farmer entrepreneurs, but, you know, a lot of other businesses and consumers, because we believe that if Market Maker, is allowed to develop to its full extent, it gives consumers a resource to find all different kinds of food, not just what's typically available in the grocery store.
Knipe says consumers are looking for a very diverse set of products. A Market Maker allows them or a retailer to find those niche market foods. So Market Maker can put local farmers in contact with local consumers, and this provides an economic engine in rural and urban communities. The dollars are built and spent locally. The health of that same community should improve as well because of the wider availability of fresh fruits and vegetables. Together, those two things add up to food security, says the Chicago locally grown food advocate, Bill Kling.
Food security is a paramount policy issue in the 21st century. We know, the research shows, that it's both healthier from an economic perspective and a health perspective, a human health perspective. The closer your food is grown to where it's consumed, the better off folks are. So food security is, in fact, key to the equation. And when you look at a concept like market maker, where you can link producers with end consumers and everybody in between, it's the tool.
The tool for the health, wealth, and food security of communities around the nation. The University of Illinois College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences developed Market Maker for Illinois farmers. It was designed for them to look into an urban market and to find a niche for their products. It has grown into a two-way bridge, allowing both ends of the food chain to find each other. You can see Market Maker for yourself on the web. The address is www.marketmaker.uiuc.edu. For University of Illinois Extension, I'm Todd Gleason.